Well, Paul, a fantastic end of the season, unbeaten in 7 first-class matches.
Yeah, we couldn't have wished for anything better in the latter half of the season. You know, we had to respond halfway through the season. We were in a bit of a dire situation, and I have to say every single person in that dressing room have put their hand up at some point in the last kind of half of the season and made crucial contributions in that dressing room. And it's been brilliant the way the guys have stuck together. The way that they've shown that the skill level is very high, and the determination as well is very high at the club, and there was a lot of pride in the last half of the season, and we certainly deserve them wins.
Nice irony as well that it was you and Phil who were out there in the middle when the final runs came today.
Yeah, it was. We had a bit of a chuckle when we were walking off, the two skippers for the season. But look, Phil's been absolutely magnificent all the way through the season. You know, whether it be the rain in the first half of the season that went against us. You know, we had a little bit of bad luck in the first half of the season. I wouldn't certainly put it down to, you know, Colonel's captaincy or anything like that. It was just unfortunate. So, look, it's in the end, it's been a season that we can take a lot of positives from. We obviously avoided relegation, but we all know, and every single person in that dressing room, we've got to play better if we want silverware in the future.
There'll obviously be a few comings and goings across the winter, but certainly the end of the season forms something positive to take into next year, isn't it?
Well, it is, yeah, and I think the guys are understanding their roles very well in the side. You know, the way the bowlers have bowled in the back half of the season put the opposition under a lot of pressure. You know, it gives us batsmen a good chance to get some runs on the board and win games. And they've been fantastic. The batsmen have had a difficult year with obviously the way the ball's been moving around this year, and the pitch here at the Riverside hasn't been exactly easy to bat on. But in the latter half of the season, we've just managed to outplay the opposition no matter what kind of conditions we come across. And we can certainly take a lot of positives, and the way that we played in pressure situations, there's been a lot of them games that have gone down to the wire, and we've come out on top of them in most of the games. So, you know, there's a lot of things that you can take good out of the last half of the season.
And looking ahead to next year, there's been an announcement today. It will be Steve Harmison's benefit year, so he's going to be around.
Yeah, look, he's absolutely, he deserves it 100%. He's been an excellent, you know, the way that he's gone about his cricket at Durham and won things at Durham, and the way that he's played for England as well, and fully deserves his benefits. And good to see that he's still around, and hopefully we can get him on the pitch and playing well and back to the standards that he was a few years ago.